December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. With those words, President Roosevelt shocked the nation when he announced on a Sunday morning that the Japanese had attacked Pearl Harbor and that hundreds of U.S. servicemen were dead. And no one who lived through that time could ever forget that declaration that we were at war. More recently, there's another date which lives in infamy. The numbers 9/11 have been forever etched into the collective American consciousness as marking another time when we were attacked, beginning another war. This one, the so-called war on terrorism, or more accurately, the war on Islamofascism. But for those who love God and therefore respect life, there is still another infamous date in our history, which marks the beginning of another war, a war which has taken more lives than all of the wars in all of human history combined. That date is January 22nd, 1973, because it was on that day that the Supreme Court of the United States decided in the landmark case of Roe versus Wade and the companion case of Doe versus Bolton that the word person, as used in the 14th Amendment, does not include the unborn. Now, you remember from your American history and your government classes, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was adopted to overturn the Dred Scott decision, another awful decision by the Supreme Court. The Dred Scott decision had legalized slavery. The 14th Amendment overturned that, and it states that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law. But the Roe Court, seeking to impose its own social agenda on the nation, and against all historical, against all legal and moral precedent, in a supremely arrogant act of judicial tyranny, declared that person, that term in the 14th Amendment, didn't include the unborn. Associate Justice Harry Blackmun, his infamous legacy, was writing the majority decision in this case, the moral implications of which are truly staggering to contemplate, because since that dark day in American history, for a child in America, the most dangerous place to be is her mother's womb. Abortion on demand, legalized abortion on demand, is a magnitude, or rather is an atrocity of such magnitude that it is difficult even really to contemplate it. But I want at least to help us to try to understand the magnitude of it, and to do that by way of comparison. I want us to think about some American casualties, casualties of war in our history. And as you look at this information, bear in mind that each X you see represents 50,000 American deaths. And you see in the various military conflicts in which our country has been engaged down through the years, at least up to the Vietnam War, how many lives have been lost. But now compare that to the war on the unborn. And I remind you again in what you're about to see, that each X represents 50,000 souls.